This is VOA News via remote. Tom McNeil. Considering the UN nuclear watchdog says it has not had access to key Iranian data since February, AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog reported Monday at present it can only estimate Iran's overall nuclear stockpile because it hasn't had access to monitoring data since February. Iran began limiting inspections on February 23rd in a bid to pressure President Joe Biden to lift sanctions reimposed by President Donald Trump in 2018. Trump's action coincided with his decision to pull the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. The International Atomic Energy Agency's confidential report was seen by the Associated Press. The report estimates as of May 22nd, Iran's total enriched uranium stockpile was 3,241 kilograms, up about 273 kilograms from the last quarterly report. Talks are ongoing in Vienna for the U.S. to rejoin the nuclear deal, known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. President Joe Biden will take part in a remembrance of one of the nation's darkest and largely forgotten moments of racial violence, marking the 100th anniversary of a massacre in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It wiped out a thriving black community. Biden's visit Tuesday, in which he will grieve for the more than 300 black people killed at the hands of a white mob a century ago, comes amid a national reckoning on racial injustice. And it will stand in stark contrast to the last presidential visit to Tulsa, which took place last year. After suspending his campaign rallies after the onset of the pandemic, U.S. President Donald Trump chose Tulsa as the site of his return and picked June 19th, the holiday known as Juneteenth that commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. This is VOA News. Israel's defense minister on Monday distanced himself from comments made by his military chief after Israel bombed the Gaza Strip high-rise housing an Associated Press office and other news outlets, saying the remarks were not meant to be taken literally. In an article published over the weekend, the military chief of staff, Lieutenant General Aviv Kohavi, was quoted as saying that the building was destroyed justly and he did not have a gram of regret. The article also said that he told a foreign source that AP journalists drank coffee each morning in a cafeteria in the building's entrance with Hamas electronics experts, whether they knew it or not. The AP called the comments patently false, noting that there was not even a cafeteria in that building. The United States may have turned the corner on the coronavirus, but hasn't beaten it yet. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
More than one-third of...
First, the good news. The rate of infections and deaths in this country is at its lowest level since the earliest days of the pandemic. The secret? The COVID vaccines. More than 50% of Americans have gotten at least one COVID shot, and about 40% are fully vaccinated, according to the Bloomberg COVID tracker. But now the sad news. The U.S. has lost more lives to COVID than any other nation on Earth. More than 594,000 people. Worldwide, more than 3.5 million people have died. I'm Rita Foley.
Imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny asked a court Monday to halt the hourly nighttime checks he has been subjected to in his penal colony. Speaking to the court in a video link from prison, Navalny charged that he has done nothing that would warrant the authorities' decision to designate him as a flight risk that has resulted in the checks. He argued that the hourly nighttime checks effectively amount to torture, telling the judge that you would go mad in a week if subjected to such regular wake-ups. The court later adjourned the hearing until Wednesday. An Australian court has rejected a challenge to the federal government's draconian power to prevent most citizens from leaving the country so they don't bring COVID-19 home. Most Australians have been stranded in their home nation for more than a year under a government emergency order made under the powerful Biosecurity Act. Australia is alone among developed democracies in preventing its citizens and permanent residents from leaving the country, except in exceptional circumstances. Libertarian group Liberty Works argued the government did not have the power to enforce the travel ban, but the judges said Parliament knew the law's impact would be harsh when it passed the Biosecurity Act in 2015. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so I want you to relax as I take you around Africa on disc, because this is going to be a super show. But let's start off today from Uganda with this beautiful lady, Angela Katatumba, in Let Me. Beautiful music. And right after that, My Baby by Missy BK from Cameroon, and Tuna Tesa by Bushi of Kenya. But right now, it's Angela Katatumba of Uganda in Let Me.
Baby, come on to me, I like the way you are, and it's ill you. Baby, come on to me, you know you hypnotize me. Love you. Ooh, I like the way you love me, baby. Hold you. Oh, baby, baby. Just make me touch you. Baby, come on to me, I like the way you are, and it's ill you. Baby, come on to me, you know you hypnotize me. Love you. Ooh, I like the way you love me, baby. Hold you. Oh, baby, baby. Let's be together every day. Love each other in every way. Be my lover, truthfully.
Give me what I like, and my temperature rise. Your love to make me Of America. African beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
This is the African beat you've just listened to, Tunatesa by Bushi of Kenya. And right before that was My Baby by Missy BK of Cameroon and Let Me by Angela Katatumba of Uganda. This is the show that you don't want to miss. We broadcast to you Mondays through Fridays on The Voice of America, and I am David Vandy. The African beat will be right back.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Right now, let's continue with some good music. Stuff fresh from the land of the lions, Sierra Leone. And this is Saful Saful. And right after that, Posaya Bolingo by Alicia Stelogi of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Yemi Alade of Nigeria comes in with Journey. But right now, Saful Saful by Stuff Fresh from Sierra Leone.
Stuff Fresh.
This is Nasser Ayub, all the way from Freetown, Sierra Leone. Join me on David Bandit's show, African Beat, on the VOA.
Bye.
bakokate yo uzwi yo sakani sipe obwaki mutoto wa jaki oyo salinga lelo yeba o baby sivi ya mwana moto tika kosa kana keba mokili tuwa tu oyo salinga lelo yeba o baby sivi ya mwana moto tika kosa kana keba yo si yo sili sapo kaya boli.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to the Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
Music, looking out there for your journey. Yemi Alade of Nigeria, and right before that was Posa Yabolingo by Alicia Stelogi of the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Saful Saful by the great Stofresh from Sierra Leone.
Hello, I am Nasser Ayub from Freetown, Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America with David Bandy.
Bayonagua, hey, 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 Tisongo. Tisongo. Tisongo, Tisongo. Tisongo, Tisongo. Tisongo, Tisongo.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the African Beats. You love the show, we love you, and we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
African beats with music of Africa from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Let's get on to music, and this time I take you to Ivory Coast. It's getting hot, hot, hot. Magic System, Angau Aoran. And right after that, Bendele by Koffi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Coupe de Calais Chinois by Lagbi Dida of Algeria. But first, Angau Aoran by the Magic System of
Ryan P. Fever. Hey, bro. Pascal, Mohamed Lamine. Aïe. Magic System. Mon copé. Aïe. C'est son car on écoute, on est entre nous. Depuis Abidjan, on compte sur vous. 113, c'est lui et moi. Les chaussons, c'est fait pour vous.
Aïe.
top. Non, c'est pas grave.
T'as mis les chaussures croco mais sans chaussettes.
Ah
hein.
Non, ça c'est grave.
Wesh, une guirage de Kirishama.
Nyabobo,
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 Nyabob
Vidim solo kata. Vidim
Samoto. Samoto, mama, 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 mama
Groupe de Calais Chinois by Larbi Dida of Algeria, and before that Bendele by Koffi Olomide of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And at the top was Angau Oran by the Magic System of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat. I'll be right back with more music, so stay tuned.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African Beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy here in Washington. Rocky Daouni, the Ghanaian international reggae star, best world music album. And so our next track is going to be Master Plan from that same album, Rhythms of the Rebel Soul, Ghana's reggae superstar. Let's get it on.
Ghana people make you take it go higher. Come Africa, make you light my fire. And I'll be I've seen the light. We must sing this song with one great voice. Surviving the master plan. Surviving, surviving now. Come on, people, meditate, go higher. Ghana people, make you take it, go higher. Come Africa, make you light my fire. And now of joy and redemption. Wave your flags in celebration. Come on, people, lift up your heart. Now that you have seen the light, we must sing this song with one great voice. Surviving the master plan. Surviving, surviving now.
With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long.